Hare Krishna.
Welcome to this episode of our Kartik Inspirations. Let us continue where we left off. So, Krishna, being attracted by his mother, rose and went to the place where she was churning butter. He held the churning rod because, yes, on one hand he wanted to stop her from working so hard, but he also wanted to be close to her, on her lap. He wanted to be and drink her milk. But Mother Yashoda saw in the distance another pot of milk jumping into the fire or boiling over. She ran and left Krishna on the floor, and Krishna was very angry. He took a stone, he broke the pot which was made out of clay, ran through the butter, which went all over the butter and yogurt. It was a mixture, left his footprints for Mother Yashoda to see who did the mischief. So then Mother Yashoda looked for a stick. She found a cow driving stick and ran after Krishna. And as soon as she raised her stick, all the opulence like omnipotency or omniscient knowledge, all this ran away from Krishna, and he was no longer Ukra. He's known as the fierce Lord. He was Anukram. He was just a little feeble all of a sudden. He was no longer Virya, or the brave one. He became Aviram, a local child, a village boy, running full of fear from his mother. He was not Sarvatomukham. That means his faces are in all directions. No, he was afraid to show his face to Mother Yashoda. Jiva Goswami observes that God is only complete when he is Virudhaguna, that is able to harmonize opposite qualities. He has to have both fearlessness and fearfulness, bravery and running away. And Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said he was not just pretending. He actually felt Mother Yashoda running after him and was afraid. He looked everywhere, but he did not look back at Yashoda. He just ran forward and ran and ran and ran. He was thinking, as long as anyone has even the smallest amount of anger towards me, I will not look at them. Let's stop here. Are we not sometimes thinking it's unjust what happens to us and is meted out in terms of our fate by the Lord? Are we not sometimes a little wondering, why me? And are we not sometimes also losing our kindness towards others and become angry towards them? So either we have something like a trace of anger towards the Lord, or not agreeing with the Lord, or if we are angry towards others, the Lord will not look at us. Now, as he was running and running, eventually he turned back and saw Mother Yashoda sweating. The flowers had fallen out of his hair, and out of compassion he froze. The acharyas say at that time all the tears came to his rescue. All of the tears came to his rescue. What does this mean? Well, for a weak person, his strength is a strong king who takes care of him. Lies, or speaking lies and untruth, are the strengths of a thief. He gets by if he knows the art. Silence is the strength of a fool. Everyone thinks, well, perhaps he is a wise man, but only as long as he is silent. And tears are the strength of a child. So Krishna took this strong weapon, because when a child cries, everyone does everything for the child. There is a beautiful verse in the scriptures, in Madhya Lila. It says, Shrutim apare smritim mitare bharatam. Those who are afraid of material existence, they may worship the Vedic literature. As far as I am concerned, however, I worship Krishna's father, Maharaj Nanda, in whose courtyard the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the Absolute Truth, is playing and playing and playing, forgetting his fierce, brave, all-present nature, and showing how he harmonizes all opposite qualities, especially in those pastimes where he agrees to become bound by the love of his devotees. Thank you very much, and see you for the next cutting inspiration.